This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and we begin this hour in India. This week, we've taken you on a journey to the world's last remaining pockets of polio, a disease for which there is no cure. Today, we wrap up our series, Chasing Down Polio, with a trip to New Delhi. In February, the World Health Organization removed India from its list of polio endemic countries after no new cases were reported there for over a year. NPR's Judy McCarthy reports on how, despite poverty, overpopulation, and a lack of sanitation, India is closer than ever to eradicating the disease.
The humanity of India washes up at its train stations. Passengers sprawl on the floor waiting for trains, while sweepers half-heartedly shuffle brooms in the heat. It's Sunday, day one of immunization week. During the nationwide campaigns, 2 million volunteers fan out to India's train stations, bus depots, temples, churches, and mosques, armed with vials of polio vaccine. Checking progress at a city slum, Delhi's polio program chief, Dr. C.M. Kanijo, says the vaccine must be kept at around 35 degrees Fahrenheit, even when the temperature outside is 109.
The quality of the vaccine remains better if it is maintained in a cold chain. And the cold chain is maintained by keeping ice or ice packs.
He says in just a span of half an hour, vials to cover a large area of the old walled city are distributed and in place. By 9 a.m., an army of vaccinators is dropping medicine into little mouths. Families bring their squirming children to the booths where they are given oral polio drops, containing a weakened form of the wild polio virus, which only humans carry. India has 175 million children aged 5 and under, all tiny targets of this massive immunization project that has made India polio-free since January 2011. It must be free for 3 years before the WHO will certify that India has eradicated polio.
This is a kind of a mission. But ultimately, the purpose is that we need to reach to each and every child.
Dr. Ajay Khera, Deputy Commissioner of India's Ministry of Health, directs the country's polio eradication program.
In 1995, when we started the program, we used to get roughly around 50,000 polio cases every year. And every village, everywhere, I mean, people used to find a polio child. So people have that kind of imagined kind of a disabled child. And nobody wants the disabled child to be there in the community.
Sound trucks blast communities with messages encouraging families to vaccinate their children. The nation's polio chief says the aim is to vaccinate as many children as possible on Sunday.
And then in the next 5 days, they go from house to house.
Dr. Kiran Kuturia oversees 127 teams who go house to house in central Delhi during National Immunization Week and subnational or supplementary weeks. The poor, less developed north of India is more prone to polio than the richer south, and so vaccination weeks are more frequent here. Kuturia recalls working as a young doctor in disease-afflicted slums. The suffering she saw made eradicating polio her passion.
Every second house had a polio child, polio-affected child. They were roaming around on the road, limping legs. I have seen lots of deaths due to polio. That was the time when I had joined in 86.
Back then, she mapped the slums for the vaccinators, noting down anything from temples to pigsties.
I had put in my map that from pigsty to this masjid, this mosque, the team will travel and cover 300 houses in 2 days. That's how I made my maps. That was the beginning.
Today, Dr. Kuturia calls herself a general in a war on polio. One of the biggest worries health officials have is that the virus will jump the border with Pakistan, where the disease is endemic. Kuturia compares India's polio campaign to the 1999 Kargil War with Pakistan.
That time we did not allow Pakistani army. This time we will not allow Pakistan virus to come to India. In fact, I call all my team members, I call them soldiers.
Her troops, mostly women, cover a middle-class district where families have just one or two children. We join Santosh Sharma, a stout 52-year-old who's gone door-to-door in Delhi since the program began in the 1990s.
छोटा बच्चा पाँच साल तक उनके बच्चे हैं ना
At this door, she's told the mother of the house is bathing. She says she'll be back and moves to the next apartment. This immunization in September was the sixth this year for Delhi, and like the ones preceding it, Santosh finds four-year-old Jasmeet Singh at home with his mother Rupinder. When Rupinder says her baby was not vaccinated Sunday, the veteran volunteer reaches for the vaccine. Santosh has administered many of the polio drops young Jasmeet has had, which amount to dozens over the years.
Do you feel that you're a part of this child's life?
Bilkul.
Of course, she's saying. Of course, I do. Rupinder, I wonder what you think as an Indian citizen, of this rather remarkable campaign. And now you are 18 months without any cases.
बहुत अच्छी guts लगता है कि हाँ हमारी country आगे develop कर रही है, आगे जा रही है, आगे की ओर बढ़ रही है. हर जगह से एक इंडिया का नाम और भी ऊंचा होता जा रहा है.
India is developing.
Yeah, she's happy. She's proud that India is now gaining a name, good name in the world. That India is polio free. She's feeling proud.
Santosh jumps in.
बीमारी को हम अपने से भगा रहे हैं.
She's interjecting here and saying a dangerous disease is being thrown out of the country. She's one of the foot soldiers in that.
Yes, yes.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has advised India's polio program, providing money and expertise. The foundation also supports NPR. Bill Gates notes, with India's success, the world has never been closer to eradicating polio, and he says that the remaining hotspots should draw on India's experience.
Well, India's success is really phenomenal. You probably would have guessed they would be the toughest country because of size, the number of kids who move around, the sanitation challenges up in the north, migratory populations. And so absolutely, the lessons from India can now be applied in the two toughest countries that remain, Pakistan in Asia and Nigeria and Africa.
Pakistan People's Party.
When a Pakistani delegation traveled to India this summer to see how their arch rival had defeated polio, they saw a level of detail and logistics they had not seen anywhere before. The presence of Pakistanis in India usually sparks a media buzz, and this was no exception, as delegation leader Shahnaz Wazir Ali spoke to reporters.
Please, please, no more questions.
We have also greatly appreciated the monitoring system that they have. Monitoring and monitoring of monitors.
It is polio as diplomacy, two foes which have fought three wars, finding new common ground. Gates Foundation Senior Program Officer Michael Galway says bridging India and Pakistan over polio knits together not just program strategies, but the chance to seize a historic moment for global health.
Polio eradication is not going to keep coming back as many different opportunities. This is our time. The world has only ever really gotten rid of one disease that affects human beings, and that's smallpox.
Back in her clinic, Dr. Kiran Khaturia expresses the belief that India's success will spur Pakistan's.
I'm sure Pakistan will have that courage that they can eradicate polio after seeing us, that if India can do it, why can't we? I'm sure they will have that feeling.
But even in India, a small segment of the population is beginning to ask, why do we need polio drops when what we really need is clean water? Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.